This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The United Auto Workers Union has singled out General Motors in its strike this week over stalled contract negotiations. For the time being, the Ford and Fiat Chrysler contracts have been extended. In fact, Fiat Chrysler is set to open Detroit's first new auto assembly plant in three decades, creating about 5,000 jobs. WDET's Laura Herberg reports from Detroit.
Union workers will get the first crack at the new jobs. Next in line are Detroit residents. If Fiat Chrysler needs workers, only then will the company consider non-union hires living elsewhere. Mike Lackey is the head of talent acquisition for the automaker.
We're basically allowing Detroiters to get in line before we open up the jobs to the general public.
There's no quota on the number of Detroit residents Fiat Chrysler needs to hire to keep its incentives. But to get a good return on its investment, the city is trying to help Detroiters get as many of the jobs as possible.
And if you're ready to get these jobs, let me hear you say, oh yeah!
Fiat Chrysler has agreed to let the city recruit and pre-screen applicants by hosting job fairs like this one. On the agenda for these potential applicants, math.
You will be given 15 minutes to complete the exam that is in front of you.
Actually, it's a practice test designed to prepare applicants for one that Fiat Chrysler will later administer online. After 15 minutes, a city worker goes over the answers.
Which of these boxes on the right does the pattern on the left fold into?
B.
B.
A.
A.
The correct answer is C.
Applicants who don't do well can sign up for free tutoring. At the job fairs, the city is also stressing that Fiat Chrysler will be doing drug tests on applicants. Presenter Raven Scott explains that if marijuana is detected, they won't be hired, even though it's legal in Michigan.
If that is your speed, don't do it. Get it out of your system as soon as possible, okay?
Derek Parker lives in Detroit and most recently made his living as a valet. Line workers at Fiat Chrysler make $15 to $30 per hour, and he says that could really help his family out.
I'm a single father of three children, so it would mean a lot for me to have that stability for my household.
The city of Detroit has already rallied more than 10,000 Detroiters like Parker to come out to these job fairs. The city's mayor, Mike Duggan, says other companies are also interested in the applicant pool generated for Fiat Chrysler.
We've now had about 8 or 10 other companies call us.
Auto parts supplier Dakota Integrated Systems, for instance, has agreed to give Detroiters recruited by the city a first shot at job openings. In Detroit, I'm Laura Herberg for Marketplace.